Do you remember the president? Do you remember speeches on the radio?
I don't remember. I remember my mom and dad thought Franklin Delano Roosevelt just hung the moon. They were just such big supporters of Roosevelt. So I remember his fireside chats. I remember listening to this radio that peaked.
Yeah, Cathedral Radio.
Right, and WOW from Omaha.
Yeah.
And KFAB were the two stations that we listened to on the radio. Sometimes there was a station from Norfolk, but we couldn't get it sometimes. But I do remember actually sitting and listening to the radio. It wasn't something that was on in the background. You actually sat around the radio and listened to it.
And looked at that cloth that was covering the radio speaker.
That's exactly right.
Right, because it was always a kind of a colorful design.
Yeah, and brown and gold.
And you just sit and stare at that. When the war was over in 1945,
right.
Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
Tell me about
it. I remember, well, it was really an interesting day because I had finally gotten the bicycle. And my mother had told me that I needed to take lunch to the men in the field and that I could ride my bicycle. They had just put gravel on the road. I was coming down a hill. I lost control and had an accident, and I cut my leg. I remember getting up, and I had all this gravel in my leg, and I thought, well, I'm not going to get home, but I'll walk to the neighbor's house, and then the neighbor would call my mother to come and get me, which she did. And we went to Pender, Nebraska, which was the nearest physician, because my mother said it needed stitches. Anyway, we had just gotten home, and my father said that we need to listen to the news because there's an announcement that they declared peace in Europe. And I remember I had my bandage on my knee where I'd had this big cut. And Mother thought that I should probably stay home because she was a nurse and keep my foot elevated. And I really wanted to go to town because the band was going to play and there was going to be a celebration in town. And my dad said, she can go. I just remember my dad saying, it is okay. She's going to be okay. I'll carry her and we will go. And we went to town to the celebration and we had ice cream.
Lots of flags and marching and all that.
Well, it was just a celebration. It was an early evening. It was like 6 o'clock, and they pulled together the band for a concert in the town square. There were just families that were there.
Yeah.
Finally, it was over, and they were going to get to come home. There was big concern at that same time that the boys that were fighting in Europe were going to be sent to Japan and that they were not going to be able to come home. That was an underlying issue at that point in time.
But in your case, it was not
that was
the case.
Not the case. Right. They came home.
After high school, you go on to college.
I went to the University of Omaha. I was interested in science. I have a degree in science, a bachelor's.
What happens to you after that?
I had an interesting career. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. Clayton, my uncle, had just graduated from medical school. I was very interested in nursing, but I went to his graduation. And I remember there were 6 medical technologists that graduated. And it appeared to me that that was really a good career. I wasn't sure, so I was a freshman, and I was living with my grandmother in Omaha at that point in time. She had sold the hardware store in Beamer, and she had gone to Omaha to make a home for Clayton, who was at Creighton University in his undergraduate work and then went to the University of Nebraska Medical School. And she ended up managing Phillips Department Store in South Omaha for Sam and Henry Greenberg. It was just cheaper for me to live with my grandmother. And I was very close to my grandmother. And I decided I really was interested in that, but I wasn't sure. So I thought I'll try to get a job in a laboratory and see if I really like that, because I was just 16. There was an opening for a dishwasher in the laboratory at Lutheran Hospital on 24th Street. I applied and I got the job, and I was a freshman, and there was a wonderful medical technologist there by the name of Al Epstein and 4 pathologists, Dr. McWhorter, Dr. McFadden, Dr. Kulish, and Dr. Simon. They were very excited about my work, and they taught me a lot in the laboratory, and I continued my studies at the University of Omaha, and then I went on to take a year's training in medical technology from the University of Nebraska at the medical school campus. It's a 12-month program, and you're certified after you pass exams as a registered medical technologist. And then those 4 physicians hired me to run their new laboratory, physicians laboratory in Omaha, which was developing satellite laboratories all across Nebraska. I went out and standardized these laboratories in the hospitals, and they would send specimens into the physician's laboratory in Omaha. That was a great job. And then I met Joe McDonald.
What year?
I met Joe when he was a freshman in medical school.
Where?
The University of Nebraska. He grew up in Grand Island, Nebraska, Wood River. He went to the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, and then, of course, to the University of Nebraska Med School. He was a freshman in medical school when I met him. We dated for 4 years. I always laugh. I said I was really smart. I was not about to put him through medical school. I didn't marry him until he was a senior and about to graduate.
You're married in what year?
We were married in 1957. Joe was in a program with the United States Air Force that would pay for his last 2 years in medical school. And he would have to pay them back. He took his internship at San Bernardino Charity Hospital in San Bernardino, California, which, interesting enough, was my first experience outside of the state of Nebraska, which was some experience, believe me.